Mr. President, fellow ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, allow me first of all to congratulate the President of the 69th World Health Assembly and assure him of our full collaboration in his daunting task to steer our deliberations. I also wish to commend Dr. Margaret Chan and the World Health Organization for their preeminent role in the global governance of public health. The theme, Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development for this year, World Health Assembly, is very apt as it places WHO and its members in a position where failure to transform our world is not an option. People, planet and prosperity are the cornerstone of the SDGs plan of action between now and 2030. Ridding the world of the tyranny of poverty and want and leaving no one behind can only happen if people all over the world enjoy good health. Although as ministers of health, we have a historic responsibility to promote and work towards the implementation of the SDGs, we must appreciate that the SDGs would be more effectively implemented if as individuals we were to take personal charge of our health by adopting healthier lifestyles. All the SDGs are conditional on good health, which itself is conditional upon the realization of the other SDGs. In Mauritius, we have universal health care free at the point of delivery, and this has contributed to positive health outcomes, a better quality of life, economic development, and making Mauritius a middle-income country. To translate the 2030 agenda, together with this framework of SDGs into actions, Mauritius has devised its own vision 2030, the main goal of which is to put our country into the league of high-income countries by enhancing sustainable development and innovation, addressing unemployment, alleviating poverty, revisiting the services sector, and transforming Mauritius into a medical and education hub. SDG 3 aims to ensure health and well-being for all, including a bold commitment to achieve universal health coverage, provide access to safe and effective medicines and vaccines for all, and end the epidemics of AIDS and other communicable diseases by 2030. Mauritius has already achieved a substantial part of SDG 3. Our journey into the 2030 agenda builds on our remarkable achievements on the MDGs in Mauritius. In our health sector, we curbed infant and maternal mortality, stabilized HIV and AIDS, provided access to affordable and essential drugs, and enhanced health services up to the tertiary level. But as a small developing country, the challenge for Mauritius is not only to preserve our gains, but also to address new emerging problems. For example, antimicrobial resistance entails treatment with new molecules which are not only very costly, but also trigger a new cycle of antimicrobial resistance. We are at present also confronted with the consequences of an aging population, cancer, high burden of NCDs and other chronic diseases, accelerating cost pressures, rising expectations of people for high quality health services, as well as unpredictable floods and droughts, increased in vector-borne diseases like dengue and chikungunya due to climate change. Preserving our gains will continue to be a work in progress. Mr. President, we welcome the initiative of the WHO to include road safety as an item on this year's agenda. We have also made road safety a national priority as we recognize that the world is losing too many persons in the prime of their life due to road crashes. The economic and social costs such crashes entail, in addition to the trauma for the affected families, are unquantifiable. There is a need for a multi-sectoral approach to make our roads safer for all users. The transformation we wish for our world will not happen if business on the roads continues to be business as usual. Mr. President, we recognize that drug substance abuse is a major public health concern. Glamorizing cannabis or any other dangerous substance is counterproductive to health and the implementation of the SDGs. We have permanent health priorities. We also face emerging and dangerous challenges and threats. New psychoactive substances are causing serious damage to the health and safety of our young people. Our public health system will crumble unless we send a robust message that you are determined to do whatever it takes to overcome the world drug problem. We must also reassess and review on a regular basis the effectiveness of existing programs for dealing with substance abuse, even if they are considered as a golden standard. In the areas of drug abuse, one size fits all is not viable and workable. It is high time to depart from conventional methods of treatment and consider innovative approaches. The WHO is unique as an international institution since it has to work closely with non-state actors. We are conscious of this reality, but we are confident that the framework of engagement with non-state actors will be transparent, free from undue influence and conflicts of interest. Although the allocation of resources to fund the public health system is a state responsibility, we must be vigilant that we do not embark on health demands which are externally driven and which are not sustainable. Global targets set for attaining key health objectives cannot be indiscriminately applied to developed and developing countries. Public health in Mauritius is financed from domestic sources. As a middle-income country, Mauritius is no longer qualified for support from funding agencies, but we have a serious burden of disease. We urge the funding agencies to review their eligibility criteria so that, regardless of income, countries like Mauritius continue to benefit from their assistance. But this assistance cannot come with inordinate conditionalities which shackle the freedom of policymakers. As a small developing state, Mauritius is vulnerable to epidemics and has to increase surveillance at ports and airports and to develop a rapid response capacity to preempt the entry of cross-border infectious diseases. Fresh outbreaks of epidemics and pandemics can never be ruled out. This is yet another reason for health systems to be made more resilient. Closer to us, yellow fever has broken out, and unless the production of vaccines is scaled up to vaccinate all those who are at risk of contracting it, a wider disaster threatens. In conclusion, Mr. President, whether or not we will, within 15 years, succeed in transforming our world is an open question. Nevertheless, let us commit ourselves to making the world in 2030 far better than it is today. It can be done, and we must do it. I thank you for your attention.